excited. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com allows you to control the content of the site. Just like you can control the airwaves by calling in and bringing up what you want, you can submit things to the website, and then other listeners will vote on them, and the most voted up making it to the front page and the top of the site. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
JJ is here courtesy of his projects, of which there are a few. One of them is Freekeen TV, which, Allie, you are also involved with, one of the anchor people.
Yeah, the anchor.
She is.
And occasionally, JJ, you appear in front of the camera as well, but you're really usually busy behind the scenes with all manner of putting the show together. And you guys, you and the rest of the crew, this is a large crew of all volunteers,
yep,
really does a great job of putting together one of the only liberty-minded news programs that airs, I think, around the world. I mean, I'd like to know if there are more programs like Freekeen TV. I really would like to know if they exist. I know there's a guy named Jan Helfeld who does some interviews that he puts up on YouTube. Of course, you got Dave Ridley, who shoots over RidleyReport.com. But none of those people are live. None of those people are doing a half-hour TV program intended, originally created for broadcast television.
Right.
Which is really, I think, a unique factor for Freekeen TV. It takes a lot more work to do it that way, too. I mean, Dave Ridley can go around as a one-man army and shoot all the footage he wants and then take it back to his computer and cut it up and do what he wants with it. But when you've got a TV show that has to be on at a specific time, you've got to have help with
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
And it's a real project.
It's definitely limiting, but then at the same time, it's great to be an independent, volunteer-based media outlet because we aren't beholden to the same incentives that other media outlets are, where they can't say certain things, they have to be politically correct. I mean, we try to be respectful of different belief systems, of course, but we definitely have a slant, and the slant is towards liberty, and everyone on the show pretty much... Everyone, I think, who participates in the show agrees with the non-aggression principle.
Well, yeah, everybody knows news has a slant, so you might as well own it.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't pretend.
No, I don't either. And I think people sort of respect you for that, too, when they understand that you're very upfront about where you're coming from and you're not afraid to make it known or make it open and transparent, then you can get past the bias, you know, or the viewer can get past the bias, mm-hmm, and then just evaluate the product for what it is.
Absolutely. And you can see some of the episodes if you go to tv.freekeen.com. That kind of gives you a rundown of what the show's about. And also, it's not really prominent. You have to scroll down the page, but there's a fundraiser that you've been doing that does, looks like it's going to end here within the week, actually. It ends on May 31st. A fundraiser to help get some equipment upgrades for Freekeen TV maybe get some pizza for the crew.
Yeah, mostly it's been used just to sort of thank the crew for helping out.
That's important to do with volunteers.
Especially when you've been doing it for about a year now, and it just sort of people come and go, and there's sort of attrition over time,
mm-hmm,
and so I definitely want to incentivize the crew to continue helping besides just the fulfillment they get, but also, you know, a little pizza party every now and then isn't really
nice
a lot.
Absolutely. So if you want to help out with that, there's a chip in there over at tv.freekeen.com. That's where you can chip in a few bucks to help out with Freekeen TV. If you value it, if you're somebody that watches it every week and you get some value out of it, then throw a few bucks there,
sure,
JJ's way, because you're certainly not making money off of this. Maybe someday that would be a possibility. I sure think that would be great if it could somehow be monetized into an actual news program, because, you know, a place like Keene, New Hampshire, it's a relatively small place. 25,000 people live in Keene, maybe in the surrounding area. You got another 50,000. There are no news television organizations. There's no official ABC News affiliate or anything like that. I mean, literally, Freekeen TV, and occasionally, I guess there's a news show at the college when they're in session, you know, but Freekeen TV's every single week of the year. You're the only show doing regular news productions on a weekly basis.
Yep.
So I get people coming up to me on the street saying, I saw you on TV.
Really?
Yep.
What does that feel like?
I don't know what to, because I wonder what I was saying when they saw me, so I'm like, oh.
yeah. Did you offend them or
yeah,
not, right?
I don't know what to say, but, you know.
Did you like it?
Yeah. What do you think? They usually say, oh, I thought it was great. And
they'll
offer some suggestions, and I really appreciate it.
Well, that's excellent. That's always nice to hear about. It's one of the things I like about radio is I'm less likely to be recognized But all that said, sometimes people, like I was sitting in a restaurant once, and some guy came up to me, he's like, are you Ian from Free Talk Live? Like, I recognize your voice. So just me talking with somebody at a restaurant table got me recognized. But that's great that you're getting positive response for what you guys are doing, and yeah. as it should be, because it's a good production. Plus, JJ, you also do some of your own production work, which folks can see previews
of. YouTube.com/StarfallMedia.
All ran together as one word.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, that's right, because it's JJ slash. Never mind.
Damn it. You could just go and type in Starfall Media into YouTube.
I need a website.
You need a website.
Is that, if anyone wants to volunteer and make me a website, or you know, we can work something out.
We've got all kinds of web talent in this movement. I'm sure there would be somebody that could do it. So tv.freekeen.com or YouTube, search for Starfall Media. You'll be able to find JJ that way. Allie, you had brought something to talk about here tonight, a national registry that I'd never heard of before.
It's new. I don't know if the tradition of making a national registry of exonerations is new, but a new one has been updated at least. And more than 2,000 people were freed after wrongful conviction. So this is great news.
Wait, in 1 year? Or in what time frame?
From I think 1989.
Okay, so about 20 years.
So it's just good to know that at least that 2,000 people were freed, but it's actually kind of bad news because this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Sure.
Yeah, 1989 exactly is when the study and everything looked at it. But yeah, it shows that a lot of people are being wrongly convicted and that there are some problems with the justice system in determining who's guilty of what crimes. The thing about the study is that it's looking mostly at violent crimes. So while there's a lot of people that are falsely accused, it means that these people that are actually guilty of the violent crimes are running around somewhere uncaught.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Or it takes them a while to be caught. So
the cops just want to find somebody they can string up. That way it can look like they're doing their jobs. Oh, yeah, we found this criminal. That's the wrong guy. But, people don't know that. They take the cop's word for it.
Right. And of the 2,000 that were exonerated, 100 of them were sentenced to death. So that's 100 people that... you know, under the idea that everyone, we are the government and the government's deciding that we all need to come together and sentence this person to death for something that we decided just requires the death penalty. And 100 of those people weren't even guilty of murdering anyone or whatever they're sentenced to death
for.
And
that's the main reason why I don't like the state handing out death penalties, because the state is so often wrong. Or it's not even that it's wrong. It's human, for one.
Humans are fallible.
Humans make a lot of mistakes, for one. And humans are also inclined to have certain predilections or attitudes towards individuals that they think have done something wrong, regardless if that individual did anything wrong. So they could. It just could be a case where this person went to jail because, well, the judge didn't like him.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, I didn't
or
like
they were
attitude.
Framed by a cop
exactly.
that didn't like them.
The yep. prosecutor, or the cop, or just the whole, the cop made this decision, and the prosecutor's backing it up, and well, it's too late to go back on it. We've already charged him with it.
Sometimes people will go to jail just because they're scared, and they take a plea deal, even though they've never actually committed the crime that they've been accused of. They're so scared of what will happen if they are found guilty in a court where the jury normally favors whatever the cops tell them to favor, and so they're just... crap, I've got to take this plea deal, is what they think to themselves, and then they're in jail, even though they never even were in the area of the crime being committed.
Right, and most people can't speak legalese. It's a language that baffles, you know, the common individual, and only the exceptional people who spend the time and energy to learn this new language and this new mystical realm of logic, they are the only ones that can actually operate within the realm of legal land.
Right. So I found this story from the Huffington Post, and they sort of break it down and let you know sort of the severity of the situation and
let's
what
talk about it here in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've been wrongfully convicted of something. You'd like to share that with us. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrake? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
As we continue, we'll take your calls. I want to also remind you to visit plainboards.com and add a private, anonymous message forum to your website. Private meaning you respect your user's privacy, not that it's locked down. Anyone can go to these forums. Anyone can post there. It's completely anonymous. Plainboards.com is where you can go. Plain, plainboards.com. And literally within seconds, you can create your own anonymous free message board that does not require any logging in. It doesn't require any hassle of an install to your website. You just create it over at plainboards.com. That's plainboards.com. As we go to Alex listening in Maryville, Tennessee. Alex, you're listening via TuneIn on your cell phone. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to bring up, I don't know if this had been brought up yet, but there was a high-profile plea deal related story in the news about a football player. I believe he was from California. He was like years back. He was very promising and had a scholarship offered to USC. Looked like he, you know, had the talent to maybe make it in the NFL and everything. And a girl he went to high school with accused him of raping her.
Oh man.
His counsel advised him, hey, if you take this to trial, they'll just see a big black teenager up there and they won't see a person pretty much, so you might as well just take the plea deal.
God, even though he didn't do it? I mean, did he know the girl? Was it at a party? What are the surrounding circumstances?
He allegedly, he had made out with the girl. He had never had any relationship with her beyond that. He ended up taking the plea deal. I think he served 4 years.
God.
And had to register as a sex offender.
Oh.
And recently he had a situation where apparently the girl who accused him of raping her friended him on Facebook. And apparently they got her to admit that he never did anything to her.
Wow.
Hmm.
I mean, what's actually, when you're put in that situation where they're saying, if you take this to court, then all they're going to see is the color of your skin, and they're not going to care what your story is. Well, if you're registered as a sex offender, it's going to be the same thing in real life. People are going to see registered sex offender, and they're going to judge you based on that. I would have taken it to court.
I mean, this is a kid, you know, an 18-year-old kid.
Sure. Right. People are scared. I mean, he went in for 4 years, but what was he facing? 40? I mean, what was he?
41 to life.
God.
That was the alternative that he was.
You're right, Allie. Allie, you're absolutely right in that, whether he's in for 10 years or 4 years or 15 years or whatever ends up being 40 years, he's still going to have to deal with the sex offender thing after the fact, but still, somebody's going to look at that and say, well, I'd rather be a sex offender and out and about than I would be sitting in a prison cell for 40 years.
But he would have had to have her come into court. Absolutely. And explain her testimony.
She would have had to testify, and I don't know what it takes to get a rape conviction, but I would hope that there would be more evidence than just her word. I mean, really? Can they really convict somebody of rape on the say-so of another human being? Because that's crazy.
Well, they basically can. If there's some bias against, like, there's bias against men when it comes to these types of charges, if, you know, I say a man raped me, they're going to take that more seriously than if they say I raped a man.
It's crazy, though. I mean, so we both go to the same party and, you know, I say something that you don't like, and then all of a sudden I'm faced with a rape charge. And, well, okay, somebody else saw me at the party. There's a little bit of corroborating evidence that you and I were in the same vicinity as one another. I mean, that's all they need is for somebody who seems credible to claim rape. It's just pretty, so disturbing.
It's pretty common on college campuses to the point where sometimes they just get too overloaded with women claiming that they've been raped or some sort of sexual assault, and it's just, you know, they usually just say, okay, you must be right, you know, because we have all these women making these accusations, so we're just going to assume that they're all right.
Well, and the worst part about, besides the actual act of rape, one of the worst parts about rape is that a lot of it goes unreported. So a lot of real rape goes completely unreported because the victims, and by the way, men can be raped too, but the victims are afraid of the stigma that might be attached to them, or that what they feel might be a stigma, and so they're afraid of the rapist, or they're afraid of, you know, other consequences that might come from making those public. It's just terrible, though, that this happens to people. What else did you want to share about the story, Alex?
I heard an interview with him later on, and he was saying I wish I'd actually had someone who cared as my counsel, someone who actually would listen to me and would believe me.
He must have had the state attorney.
I believe that was actually the case.
Yeah, which that's all they do is they cut plea deals. I mean, yeah. Really, district attorneys are nothing more. In most cases, there are some exceptions to this, but state defense attorneys are really just glorified plea deal cutters. They'll tell you a story to get you to believe that you have no option but to take the plea deal, and that makes it easier for them because they don't actually have to put on a case or do any work to defend you.
Right.
Just fill out some papers and get the plea deal done.
It's sort of in their incentive, the public defenders, to remain friends with their colleagues, if you will, the prosecutors and all the people involved on the other side of the aisle. So, because they hang out together, they have more in common with the prosecutor than the person they're defending.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, yeah, they have this sort of brotherhood of the Bar Association, and everybody that's in this association, well, they all hang out together, and they all perpetuate the state in some fashion. And I know there are some good defense lawyers out there, and I know there's good people in all walks of life. I agree. But that doesn't excuse the actions of partaking in this and keeping this illegitimate sort of injustice system going.
But this is just another example of why you shouldn't take the plea deal, because he could have had a livelihood that, I mean, could have been very wealthy, you know, with the talent that he had, and this has just been robbed from him because I believe he's 26 now, which,
yeah,
I guess.
Good luck getting away from that stigma. Sex offender?
Yeah.
He's going to be working at McDonald's if he's lucky for the rest of his life. It's horrible.
He's been, apparently, that has been expunged on him now. So.
Wait, the sex offender status has been expunged?
It has, yes.
Thank goodness. Only because this girl finally told the truth. That's the only reason.
See, I don't know why people are not more skeptical. When someone starts to make it or make something out of themselves and get more popular, then it seems like there's always some person that says, they wronged me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where were you when it happened? You know, you're bringing this up now. It happened 10, 20 years ago. You didn't say anything back then. You can't just cry wolf now.
Hey, Alex, quick technical question. Did you find us through the TuneIn app, or did you download the TuneIn app specifically to listen to Free Talk Live?
I downloaded it to listen to it. I actually heard you guys on, I believe, Mark.
You're a little muffled there. Sounds like you've gone away from your phone. Hello?
WBCR.
You used to listen on the radio in Maryville. Very good. You got muffled, so we can't keep you on, but I appreciate your call, Alex. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, more about this exoneration project that Ali is telling us about. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you won at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Go to m.freetalklive.com if you'd like to access our mobile site for quick access to our live streams, as well as the software that you can use to listen in, like the great TuneIn software. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. TuneIn is probably my favorite way to listen online, but one of the problems that they have is you can only access our high bandwidth streams. So if you want to access the other streams that we have, like the lower bandwidth ones, maybe you don't have a great internet connection on your phone, then there are other software that we list over at m.freetalklive.com that will allow you to tune into any of our streams. So keep that in mind. But TuneIn's great. We just had a guy on the phone who was talking with us because he was listening through the TuneIn app. It's one of the most downloaded apps in the various different Google iPhone stores, and it's completely free, so it's pretty cool. In fact, I think the one that you pay for is only like $1, and it actually allows you to record as you're listening to, which is kind of a nice feature. So, m.freetalklive.com. Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. That's not the case with O'Neill Coffee. Their third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. The house blend is the kind of cup of coffee that's been enjoyed in this country for decades. To show the Free Talk Live audience, that's you, their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and even free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship over at coffee.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the O'Neill Coffee website. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Allie, you've been telling us about the exoneration project.
It's the National Registry of Exoneration. So it's basically a database which was put together by the Michigan Law School and Center on Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University. It profiled 873 specific cases of exoneration from 1989 through March 1st, 2012. Not surprisingly, most of the men and women who are wrongfully convicted, 61%, were Black or Hispanic. As a group...
Not surprising.
What a shocker.
As a group, the 873 exonerated defendants spent more than 10,000 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
An average of more than 11 years each. So 11 years average for all these exonerated people. That's how long it took them to realize, oh, we got it wrong. Sorry for your 11 years lost of
your
life.
You don't get your time back. I mean, even if they were to walk out that prison door and be handed a bunch of cash, it still wouldn't buy the missed experiences and whatever life you could have built for yourself.
What is it,
in that
one
decade?
Seventh of your life, basically?
That's huge.
What sort of accountability is being sort of used against these individuals that put these other individuals
Nothing.
In cages for 11 plus years? On
Nothing. I mean, look. I mean, if there's a guy who's in prison for a decade,
yes,
and he gets out on because he, some DNA evidence or the victim came out and told the truth finally or whatever ends up happening to exonerate them, he gets out. That original prosecutor that had put him in there or the judge that issued the sentence down, these people are either higher level in the government usually, like they're now elected to governor or something crazy like that, or they've completely retired and they're collecting a pension. So there's nothing that can be done to them. There's nothing that is being done to them. Most of them aren't even getting money, as I understand it, when they get out. I don't know if they address that at all in this piece, but they don't get anything in some cases. They're just, see you later there, Johnny.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, terrible. They don't mention the treatment of the people after they let go. It does say that of the 873 exonerees, nearly half, 416 to be exact, were wrongly convicted of murder. Mm. So what that tells me is that, so 873 of them were wrongly convicted of murder, so there's 873 murders which were unsolved for an average of 11 years on end. 11 years on average, some murder guy was let free because they convicted the wrong one.
Yeah, so he can kill more people or do whatever because, who knows what situation each individual is in, but a person who would go so far as to murder another person generally isn't a very good individual, and they tend to make consistently bad decisions.
Well, what I think probably happens in a lot of these cases is there's very few people who actually have the impulse to murder others, and those few people are going out and murdering people, and then they pick up some black or Hispanic guy on the street and say he did it.
Yeah.
And then the murderer is left to go around and keep making victims, and then they keep punishing random people. So it seems like there's tons of murders out there when there's really just a couple that aren't getting caught.
Yeah, well, I don't know if most murders are serial murders. I think they're probably second-degree murder, which is a crime of passion, one that's not necessarily thought up in advance. You know, the classic example of some jealous husband or wife who walks in on their spouse having sex with somebody else and just loses it and, commits an act of violence in that particular instance. I think that's probably what you'll find that most murders are.
Drug cartels,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, with the drug cartel, you're probably looking at first degree murder, premeditated. The difference being premeditation versus in the moment or in the heat of the moment. What else did you want to share from this piece that you found interesting?
Basically, that's it. The rest is just more statistics that they try to analyze, and I don't really like to talk about statistics so much.
Sure.
But, yeah, I thought it was a good story to share because a lot of people just immediately assume that if someone's found guilty of something in court, then they must have been guilty.
They assume they're guilty just because they're in court.
Right, exactly. You must have done something to get to court in the first place, so guilty.
And then you look at what Derek J. will tell you, what I experienced when I was in jail, and anybody experiences when they're on the inside of these institutions, is that these jails and prisons are filled with people who've never hurt anybody else. So you've got the people that are alleged to have hurt people, which, as you're saying, Allie, a bunch of them actually didn't. They're just the wrong guy. And then on top of that, add in dozens and dozens and hundreds more. I'm just talking about your local jails across this country. It's thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people that are inside this so-called justice system. It's the most incarcerated, this country of the United States, the most incarcerating in the entire world, Louisiana being the most of all of the 50 states. These people haven't hurt anybody else. And of those who actually have created a victim, like people who maybe have done breaking and enterings or have held somebody up at knife point to steal money, many of these people are typically doing these acts in order to get money for drugs, which are illegal and therefore very expensive. So if we had no war on drugs, a lot of these crimes would dry up overnight. A lot of the premeditated murder crimes that we were talking about before would go away. I mean, you end the war on drugs, you end victimless crimes, and you'd be shutting down prisons. Now, these days, they're building new prisons because they're constantly adding new victimless crimes. So it would literally, I mean, here in New Hampshire, I think there are two men prisons. There's one women's prison. They would probably be able to fit all of the actual violent offenders into one wing of one of the existing prisons if they actually, you know, legalized a lot of this stuff. And then after they legalize it, then exonerate or let these people out who've been sitting in there.
Right. And then it all comes back to the beginning of the show and talking about Detroit and their financial system of problems. And I think if you eliminate, as you said, the victimless crimes and the war on drugs sort of stuff, you'll have two things that happen. One, you'll spend less money on police force and all this money that goes into DARE and all these different outlets of drugs, sort of the war on drugs, basically, is a lot of money spent. And then you also have the other thing where police are now pursuing only victim-filled crimes or crimes that have a victim, so they'll be received by the public a lot better. They won't be bothering and harassing people very much.
Right. They'll be, when you say they'll be received by the public better, meaning more people will be more willing to talk to the cops.
Exactly.
Like, if I knew the cops were only going after violent criminals, people that are destroying other people's lives, then I have no problem assisting them in some sort of an investigation. But today, if a police officer walks into an urban neighborhood and knocks on doors, nobody's going to talk to them because they know you talk to the cops, the more you talk, the closer you are to being arrested for something.
Yep. I wanted to include the researchers also identified 13 major police scandals that falsely netted 1,170 other people that were not included in the database because it was based on the system.
There's more coming up. Even in the remaining moments, enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of these airwaves by dialing in toll free 855-453 allows you to do it. You can bring us anything you want. And joining you in the studio here, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ. 1-855-450-3733. Last night we were talking about silver with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Of course, Midas Resources is the organization behind the Genesis Communications Network, and Genesis Communications Network is Free Talk Live Syndicate. So the reason we're on the air in over 100 radio stations around the country is because, well, there's a gold and silver business that's backing the syndicate that helps get us on those stations. So when you buy gold and or silver from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com, not only do you support Free Talk Live directly, and that Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of the sale, but you'll also support the company that backs us up. You're supporting the company that is helping us get on the air on all these radio stations. So you get the silver you're looking for at a darn good price, and you'll help Free Talk Live directly.
Yeah,
so.
And just a side note quick, I think rather than boycotting companies and whatnot and trying to make giving them more publicity, why not just give more support to the companies that you think are doing the right thing?
That makes more sense. It's a lot easier. Well, I guess it's a lot easier to complain about something than to actually do. But in this case, we make it easy. You go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com, and you'll have access to a variety of selected silver and gold pieces. In fact, they've even added copper medallions because those have become somewhat popular as well. So you can order copper through gold or silver.freetalklive.com. And they've got the Mercury dimes, which are the 90% silver dimes. You can get a bag of 1,000 of those suckers from Midas. These guys are a serious gold and silver dealer.
That's serious.
And they've been around for a long time, so they know what they're doing. Their product is good. I've bought from them a number of times. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. As we go to Jeremy, listening in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
So I was just, you know, playing around with the numbers on our national debt versus the citizens in the United States. And it comes out to about $50,000 per citizen.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't feel like I owe any of that. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, neither do I. And I certainly did not infer that it. But the government people sure as heck think we owe them something for that $50,000. Actually, more than our share. More than our share would be. Because, you know, we have to pay for the government parasite. So I guess what it, in Canada, it works out to about 16,000 persons.
Wow.
So the Free State Project is a great idea, but I think at some point it's going to have to come to, for it to go anywhere, for there to be prosperity, even in New Hampshire, as it gets worse and these bills come due, New Hampshire is going to have to go on their own currency or
absolutely
some sort of like, well, we're not sending you squat to the Fed,
yeah,
which might be mistaken as a secessionist sort of thing, depending on how violent the Feds feel.
I think New Hampshire is one of two northeastern states that actually gives more money to the federal government than it receives back from the federal government. So it's a donor state, as they're called. And so, yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that New Hampshire needs to secede, and they need to secede now. And I think that every state needs to secede. I don't care who goes first. I hope it's New Hampshire, but if Vermont goes first, that's great, because as soon as somebody goes, as far as I'm concerned, the dominoes are going to fall at
yes.
that point.
And I think New England is rife with those kind of states. Vermont obviously is a big one. Maine has talked about doing this some, and New Hampshire, of course. So
I hope that New Hampshire doesn't try to come up with its own currency, though. I hope people just decide that precious metals is likely, but yeah, whatever the market decides. Exactly.
Bitcoin, precious metals, whatever it is that people think is valuable is what should be the currency. But I agree with you, Jeremy, and I hope that we can get more people up here that support that.
Say New Hampshire came up with their own currency, and it wasn't mandated that you only use that particular currency, the people would have a choice as far as what they use.
Well, that's true.
You know,
I mean, it would be a better...
You know, can't have the government create a currency, because, you know...
Well, having more options is a good thing. I agree with you that having more options is valuable, but why create a new bureaucracy just to create a state currency? Why
right.
not just allow people
if the government's doing it, then they're going, like, bad money crowds out good money. So, I mean, it's good to have competition. I agree.
If the United States government's at the point of seceding, I don't think we've really be fretting for the small bureaucracy created to issue a currency that's based off of some sort of precious metal. I mean, That new bureaucracy would be, you know, what, how many employees? 10, 100? Versus how many do they have now? If we get to put a seceding, I doubt the New Hampshire government is going to be this huge entity at that point anyway.
Well, so are you moving up, Jeremy, to help make it happen?
I would like to in 2013.
Great. Looking forward to it then. Have you already signed up over at freestateproject.org?
Yes, I have, and I encourage other people to as well, because if it's 20,000, I'll come up before that, and I'll commute.
Fantastic. Yeah, the more people we can get here sooner rather than later, I think, is really critical. There's this original number that was set for the Free State Project, 20,000, was just an arbitrary number
yeah.
that Jason Sorens, who originally founded the project, he had researched other activist movements that had been successful in the past, like, say, the Mormons moving into Utah, or the hippies moving to Vermont, or the Parti Québec, I think, Parti Québec, or whatever they call themselves, up in Quebec.
What's willing to encourage them to change the number down, say 5,000, and have people re-sign up.
It's hard to get. The problem with that.
10,000 signers or 12,000 signers. If we hit the 20,000 and then it doesn't happen, like, let's get the hardcore. The people that would actually move up are the ones who would move up if it was 5,000.
There's been talk about
that
for a number of years within the Free State Project, but one of the problems you'll find is that since the Free State Project is a volunteer organization, people don't have the incentives to modify it to the most effective means. So there's some disappointments, I think, that come along with that, because you are relying on volunteers, and, well, things are the way they are, and it's difficult to make things the way you want them to be. I'm not saying give up on your plan, Jeremy, but if you want to present an idea like that, you should reach out to the Free State Project's board of directors and see what the response is like. As I understand it, there have been such proposals in the past, and they just haven't gone over real well, because the Free State Project has had for now a decade this goal of 20,000. We're already at about 12,000 at this point. It's not impossible to reach 20,000. It's just a matter of promotion. It's a matter of encouraging. And if everybody in the Free State Project signed one new person up, we'd be there. So it's
yeah,
not a matter
of people up who aren't serious about it. Because there are a lot of people, it's cool, I'll move up to New Hampshire. But they're not actually going to move to New Hampshire.
Well, I think if they saw a mass migration of individuals, if they signed up to go along to get along, they'll probably come with that group too. But at the same time, the people moving now, the people who are coming here now, are the trailblazers, and they're on the ground floor of starting these projects and these alternatives that are going on right now.
Right. For me, the 20,000 goal is just an old number that we point to occasionally as a potential goal. But the real goal for me personally is to help help show people who love liberty, hey, look, here's this shining beacon, this movement of so many people, already over 1,000 people are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Look at all these things that are happening. Look at the State House activity. Look at Free King TV. Look at the civil disobedience. Look at all this stuff that's going on. What's going on where you are? What's exciting about where? No, don't tell me Ron Paul, because he's going to be gone soon. So what's going on where you are? And then give them that excitement. Get them excited. And by the way, going to Pork Fest will definitely transfer the excitement. But to try to excite people as much as possible, to get them to not worry about the 20,000, not wait for the 20,000, but to start making plans tonight, to start making plans now, to bring their family and their friends and the people that care about liberty, their businesses if they have them, and get them here and get active. Because the sooner we move, the better. The sooner more people get here, the more likely we're to see things like independent currencies blooming. The more likely we're to see a secession, a vibrant secession movement. There's talk about secession right now. There's no real coherent movement. We're still early on in this. I mean, there's still some times when I wish, I know, Allie, you encountered this week, where you wish more people had turned out to something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply because we don't have, 1,000 people is a lot, but that's 1,000 people spread across the entire state. And all those different people have different work schedules, and they're all working and available at different times. So you pick one arbitrary time to do something, and only some of those 1,000 or some of those, few dozen in the area are going to be available. So we need another 2,000 quickly. We need another 5,000. I mean, the more we have, the more response we can generate, the more activism we can do.
And the richer the community will become, too.
Absolutely. So. Jeremy, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, just that I'll be moving up. I started a 2-year program to become an RN. So
cool. Register.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Now, are you coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Oh, you bet.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, I believe Free Aid, speaking of being a nurse, Free Aid is something that started at last year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, where there was basically a booth at Pork Fest. It was staffed, I think, almost all the time with people who are of the medical profession, and they were there for people that might have injured themselves or needed some advice. And so maybe, I don't know if you're already involved in that, Jeremy, but you might want to check it out if you haven't been. Thanks for the call.
I'll check it out. Hey, my girlfriend loves Free Talk Live.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Have her send in a picture. Have her send in a picture to the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's been a while since we've had somebody submit one there.
And so tell her to check out lazyteen.com.
Definitely. Jeremy, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.